Okay, today's daf is Lamed Zayin. We're going to start at the very bottom of Lamed Bet Amabet with the Mishnah. This will be our last class for the next 2 weeks. I'll be teaching Monday after Chag. Okay, Refuah Shleima L'Dvor Batino, Zavram Shemin Chana, Carmela Banim, Orli Pnina Baruch Hafrida Chaim, Malki Asher Batzipora, Daniel Ben Mechua Hayarut, Yosef Ben Rachele, Bat Rivka, Refuah Yishua Palach Ben Bracha Batya, Yamir Bat Chai, Rina Chai Bat Shoshani, Yaakov Ben Rosa, Tai Rechel Bat Tamar Sara, Liloy Nishma Chana Bat Tatara, Reza Bat Sara, Tzvi Hirf Ben Yaakov, Halevi Umeda. Okay, we are continuing along. We had last Mishnah was Kol Mitzvot Ha'av Ala Ben and Kol Mitzvot Ha'ben Ala Av, and which, by the way, is a whole question. We didn't get into why this is even here. If you notice, the order of the Mishnayot is quite strange. We went from Ha'ish Makadesh Bob. The Ha'isha Nekneh B'Shlosha Drachim. We went to the Behema and the Eved, and then we get into, all of a sudden, we shift gears and start talking about mitzvot, the parents are responsible for their children. It's a big question. There's no really good answer to this. You know, some answers given, maybe it's because Lahasiyo Isha comes up here, you have to marry your son off, so that relates to Kiddushin. It's really not clear why it's here. But assuming somehow we got to that, and it's sort of a categorization of mitzvot, right? Whether mitzvot asay shazman grama, and not zman grama, av ala ben, ben ala av. Now we're going to talk about another categorization of mitzvot, okay? Which is kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz, ena noheget ela ba'aretz, v'sheina tluya ba'aretz, noheget ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz ba'aretz. Okay, so now we're talking about mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz or not. So mitzvah that's dependent on the land is, you know, is obviously only to be done in the land. But if it's a natsuya ba'aretz, then it's going to be noheget ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz. Chutz mina orla va'kilayim, except for, there's two exceptions to the rule, things are dependent on the land and yet are noheg also b'chutz la'aretz, which is orla and kilayim. Okay, there's a bit of a question that isn't asked on the daf, but about chala, which also is noheg b'chutz la'aretz. But orla and kilayim, okay, orla is that for the first 3 years after planting a tree, you can't eat the fruits. And kilayim is, there's a bunch of kilayim. There's kilei kerem, which is the main mitzvah of the, that it's with a kerem specifically in a vineyard. Mixing, you know, intertwining two different types of zra'im. Then there's kilei other types of fruits and vegetables, things like that. Crossbreeding? Then there's kilei behema. You're not allowed to have two animals make a different type, you know, two different types of animals reproduce an animal that's a combination. And then the other is shatnez, basically. Okay, so all those are noheg ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz. So the kilei hakerem, you might think, is dependent on the land. So they're trying to say it's not, right? And obviously all the others are not. Okay, so that's why they're saying it's clearly not in that category. Rabbi Lezer Omer Afa Chadash. Okay, is it? I can't remember if it's Elazar or Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Rabbi Lezer Omer. Also Chadash. Okay, we're going to actually question what he's referring to. Is he referring to the last statement saying, and even Chadash is also noheg ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz, or is he referring to the beginning? The kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz ena noheget ela ba'aretz, and he's saying Af Chadash is ena noheget ela ba'aretz. Okay, we're going to talk about Chadash later. So now the Gemara wants to know, let's understand this Mishnah. When the Mishnah says it's tluya ba'aretz, what exactly do they mean tluya ba'aretz? My tluya u'may she'ena tluya. Ilem tluya is a place where it says dichtiv ba'bi'a v'she'ena tluya deloktiv ba'bi'a. Maybe it's where the pasuk says, right, if you think about the Torah in many, many places, and you're going to see if you look at our sheet, I brought a bunch of them. We'll see. Later we'll go into these. I can't remember if I managed to bring all the psukim that we're going to need yet for today. But anyway, if you look at Tfilin and Peterechem in the middle of the page, Shmot Yugimel, it says, V'haya ki v'yacha Hashem el eretz haknani asher nishba l'cha v'lavatechen u'tena l'cha. There's a lot of places where it says, right, when you get to the land, okay? Tons of times. It says it particularly in Sefer Dvarim, but also in other places also. So when you get to the land. So if we're going to say that it's, when it says, when God brings you to the land, that means it's dependent on the land. And when it doesn't say that, it's not dependent, which is actually seems to be the logical, forget about what we know to be the truth, but or what we know to be halacha. But if you think about it, any pasuk that says, when God brings you to the land, should be a something that's dependent on the land. So if you're going to say that, it's a bit of a problem, because the pasuk we just read, Hare tfilin upeter chamur, okay, which is the psukim in Shemot Yugimel, that when God brings you to the land, so let's keep reading, you bet, v'ha'avarta kol peter rechem la'ashem, chopeter sheger behem asher yelecha azcharim la'ashem, okay, all the animals, the firstborn of the animals, and then, right, this is, by the way, related to Pesach, because pasuk yudalit is, v'ayaki yishalcha bincha machar le'mor mazot, right, that's the shela that we are mityaches to the tam. V'amarte la b'chozik ya'arotzian roshem mitzrayim mibeit avadim, which, by the way, is not the answer we give to the tam, as far as I recall. A lot of these questions and answers are mixed and matched in the Haggadah. And then it says there in Pasuk Tetzayin, v'haya la'ot al yadcha ulitotafot bein einecha ki b'chozik ya'arotzian roshem mitzrayim. So both the mitzvah of Peter Chamor and Tfilin come up in this section. What does it say? Vayakev Yachan. Now, obviously, what do we know about them? V'noagim bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, right? We all know that everyone keeps Tfilin in chutz la'aretz, and everybody, well, Peter Chamor we don't really do anymore because we don't really have animals. But according to this, it's also noheg b'chutz la'aretz. So Amar Rav Yehuda, hachi kamar. This is how you should read the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shi chovat haguf noheget bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Chovat karka ein anoheget ela ba'aretz. Okay, so when it means tluya ba'aretz, what it means is connected to the land, to the karka. Okay, anything that's connected to the karka, which would exclude tefillin and peter chamor, which are basically chovat haguf. They're chovat on the person, right, to do these mitzvot. So anything that's a chovat on the person is going to be noheg ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. Anything that has to do with the land. So now we want to know, where do we get this from? Menahane mile. Ditana Rabbanan. Okay, now they're going to darshan this pasuk. Before they're going to darshan this pasuk, I want to read you the pasukim inside, because they're going word by word, but you want to see the whole pasuk. So if you look at the first section on the page, in Devarim Perek Yudbet, pasuk Aleph. Ela chukim v'amishpatim asher tishmurun la'asot ba'aretz, asher natan Hashem Elokei Avotech halacha, lirishtak kol hayamim asher atem chayim al ha'adamah. Okay, these are the chukim, the statutes, and the mishpatim, the laws that you should keep in the land that Hashem gave you, okay, that He gave you to inherit. And the next pasuk that's going to be important is Abed to Abdun et Kolam Kabod Asher Avdu Sham Agoyim, Asher Atem Yorshim Otam, Et Eloheim Al Harim Aramim, Val Agvot, etc. You should basically get rid of all the places where they worship Avodah Zarah, right? Destroy their Mizbachot, and that's the next few psukim, and basically don't do the Avodah Zarah that they've been doing. Now they're going to darshan every word in the first pasuk, or maybe almost all the words. Eila hachukim, elu hamidrashot. Okay, the next few things are not exactly clear what we mean here. Okay, midrashot, they seem to be meaning the chukim. Generally, we say chukim are things that we don't understand, right? That if you didn't have the Torah, you wouldn't know to do these things. You don't really understand where they come from. But here they're saying it means the drashot, the things that you darshan out from the psukim. V'amishpatim elu hadinim. I'm going to give you one of the interpretations for this. Some people say this means dine mamonot. Okay, there's other ones also. Asher tishmerun zo mishnah. This means to learn. La'asot zo ma'aseh, to do. Okay, what these four categories have in common, you know, they're not exactly, and that's why it's a little difficult to understand what they all mean. There's drashot, there's dine mamonot, there's mishnah, like to learn, and there's ma'aseh, to do. They're not exactly four equal parallel things. Anyway, that's how they darshan them right now. Now we're going to get to our important part. Ba'aretz. What did it say there? Asher tishmurun la'asot ba'aretz. Asher natan Hashem Elokei Avotecha lecha. So what do we say ba'aretz? Yachol kol ha'mitzvot kulan lo yu noagim ela ba'aretz. You might have thought, right? It says, these are all the mishpatim, and the chukim, right? The chukim, etc. that you have to do. Ba'aretz. Sounds like maybe you only have to do them in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud lamar. Kol hayamim asher atem chayim al ha'adama. So now they're going to say what? If you say kol hayamim, yachol yuhuno agim bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. In other words, what they're saying is, this is again like a riboy, right? Like a mi'ut and a riboy. We started off saying just ba'aretz. Then we said, but all the days that you live on the earth, right? Or al adama, on the ground, which means anywhere. So they're going to say, first it says ba'aretz, then it says everywhere. So if it just said everywhere, what would you have thought? Yachol yunogim bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Tamud lamar ba'aretz. So now what does this mean? Achar shiriba katuvu mi'et, you know, generalized, but then it also had specifics. Seu lamar mimasha amur ba'inyan. So what do we always learn when you have a riboy and a miut? We're going to include the things that are like the things that it says, in the, like the context. It's called davar lamei mi'inyan. No, we're going to learn it from the context. What's the next pasuk? Abeit abdunet kol makamot asher avdusham. So now we're going to say whatever's like this. Ma avoda kochavim miyuchedet shechovat aguf v'noheget bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz af kol shechovat aguf noheget bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. It's to get rid of all the avodah zara as a chiyuv on the person. It has nothing to do with the land itself. And it's noheg, wherever you are, you have to get rid of avodah zara. This is actually a question. Not so clear. It could be this commandment. It was just when you get into the land, you have to break down all the mizrachot. So it's questionable. But the Gemara is saying right now that this is a commandment to get rid of avodah zara. I think they're looking at more in the general scheme of avodah zara. They're taking a little bit out of the context, that the context was actually to break down the mizrachot. Since avodah zara, and to not worship of avodah zara and to get rid of it, is a chovah on the person. And what do we see? So we're therefore going to learn that everything that's chovah on the goof and noheg ba'aretz, is a chovah on the goof, we're going to say it's noheg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, and we're learning it out from this pasuk. Okay, that's the source for the halacha. Okay, now we're going to get to the exceptions.
But yeah.
What was only in the arts?
You don't have a right to do that.
Yes, it was. But they're taking it to be assumed more generally, to not be worshipping avodah zara. They're taking it out of context, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely the case. I think, I just want to see, there was something I read about this. Right. Right, the Ramban says, right, the Ritva brings up, I didn't look this up inside, but it points out here in the notes that the Ritva brings up, the Ramban says that this whole sugya is a problem because it doesn't make any sense, because the mitzvah of getting rid of the avodah zarah is only in, only ba'aretz, and therefore he has a whole different way of understanding it, but I didn't look it up, so I don't know what his explanation is. But anyone who's interested, you can open up the Ritva, and you can look inside and see what he says.
Okay?
So, okay.
Homework.
Yes, please homework. Sorry. Okay, chutz min ha'or lavakilayim. So now we're going to get to the exceptions. So now we want to understand, the first question is going to be, how do we understand Rabbi Eliezer? When he says, af ha'chadash, what does he mean? So, first they're going to have a long explanation of the question. Ibai Elihu, they asked a question, Rabbi Eliezer, l'kula palik o l'chumra palik? Is he being more machmir or more mekel? How so? L'chumra, is he being l'chumra palik, v'hachi kamar, Vahikamar, Tanakama, Chutzmana Orlo Mina Kilaim, Dehilchata Gemirele. In other words, the first opinion is saying, right, Chutzmana Orla Vahakilaim, okay, Dehilchata Gemirele. Why? How do we know Orlin Kilaim or not Noheg Ba'aretz only? Because we have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's a Hilchata. Hilchata is, it's passed down Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that this is the case. Even though you could say that these things are chovat karka, we have a hilchata halacha l'moshe misinai. Aval chadash ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo. But then we're going to assume this is all according to the first reading, that chadash would only be ba'aretz and not b'chutz la'aretz. It would be with the general categories. It's, by the way, what is chadash? We didn't talk about this. What is chadash? Chadash is, okay, you can, here, I have it here. If you look in Vayikra Kaf Gimel, Tabera b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, by the way, it says here, Ki tavo al ha'aretz asher ninoten lachem, u'ksartem et kitzira ve'vetem et omer v'shik tzirchem alakohen, when you bring the korbana omer, v'heinif et ha'omer lefnei Hashem, etc. Then it says in Pasuk Yudalit, okay, so this is all talking about bringing the korbana omer, which we brought on the day after the first day of Pesach, Tet Zayin Nisan, they would be makriv the korban haomer. And now it says, "Velechem v'kali v'karmel lo tochlu ad etzem ayom hazeh ad v'yachem et korban haloechem chukat olam l'dorotechem b'chomos shvotechem." So what does this teach you? It teaches you that you can't eat anything from the tefuah chadasha until after you bring the korban haomer. Nowadays, if we don't have a korban haomer, we wait till after Tet Zayin Nisan. Okay? And this is Nohei, Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, okay, but we're going to see who holds what here. Okay, so are we saying that Tanakama holds that chadash is noheg only ba'aretz and not b'chutz la'aretz. And what would be his logic? My taima, moshav. Okay, so now notice what it said here at the last pasuk. It said bechol moshvotechem. What does bechol moshvotechem imply? Wherever you live, wherever you dwell. So moshav, he understands it must mean not moshav wherever you live. Just pass the gemara to Debbie. This is hers. Is not wherever you live. It means la'achar yirushav yeshiva mashma. Moshav, okay, now we're going to see what we would have assumed moshvotechem means wherever you live. Now we're going to say, no, moshav comes from the lashon of lashevet, to dwell. When did the dwelling happen? That this is a mitzvah only after they came to the land, they conquered, they inherited, and they settled. When is that? After the first 14 years. The assumption is it took them 7 years to do kibush, 7 years to divide up the land between the nachala, and that there were certain things that only happened after those 14 years. So now they're going to say that Tanakhama holds, this is all according to the first way of reading it, Tanakhama would hold the Chadash because it says Moshvotechem. It means that it only applies after the first 14 years, but it is dependent on the land. In other words, and it's only going to apply in Eretz Yisrael. And then, Ata, so when Rabbi Eliezer says, Apa Chadash, what's he trying to say? Lamemar Apa Chadash Noheg Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. And what's going to be his logic? My taima, moshav is b'chol makom sh'atem yoshvim. Okay, that's going to be the machloket. Do we say that moshav is anywhere you live, or is moshav after Yerusha and after Yerusha v'yeshiva? Okay, so that was one way of reading it. Okay, so what's the first way of reading it? Tanakhama holds moshav is only after you settle, meaning that moshav is going to mean still only in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, it started out ki tavo el aretz. So it sounds like chadash is land dependent. Only in Eretz Yisrael comes Rabbi Eliezer to be mechadesh, af a chadash, even a chadash is noheg everywhere. Or, that was all one. O Dilma, lekula palig, v'hachi kamar. Or is it the flip, which is, Tanakama, v'hachi kamar Tanakama. Chutz min ha'or lava kilayim, d'hilchata gemir alei, v'kol shekein chadash. Okay, so what are we going to say? When Tanakhama said, except for Orlin Kilayim, he meant, and obviously Chadash. Okay, in other words, it was so obvious he didn't even need to mention it, that he thinks that Chadash is Noheg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, right? This is the flip of what we saw before. And why? So we're going to have it flipped. Demoshav, what does he think Moshav means? Kol makom sh'atem yoshvim mashma. It sounds like anywhere you live, and Tanakhama means that. Va'ata Rabbi Eliezer lemeimar chadash ein oheg ela ba'aretz demoshav la'achar Yerushav yeshiva mashma. Okay, umay af. So then, according to this, what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Af a chadash means the chadash is noheg only in Eretz Yisrael. So what does he say? Af a chadash akamaita. He's saying when it says kol mitzvah shituliyah ba'aretz ein noheg ela ba'aretz, he's going to say Af a chadash is one of those, okay? That af doesn't mean, it's not relating to the last thing that was said, it's relating to the first thing that was said. Okay, so now we're going to try to figure out who holds what here. Tashma de Amar Abaye, man, so let's learn it from here. What did Abaye say? Abaye said, man tana de paligale de Rabbi Eliezer. Abaye happened to just be talking about this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and said, who's the person who disagrees with him? In other words, he wants to figure out who's the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. Tanakhama came without a name. We want to know which opinion does he relate to. So now once we see which opinion he relates to, it's going to be obvious who says what. Because if we find some other opinion, it's going to be clear who says what opinion. So now the answer Rabbi Ishmael here. It's Rabbi Ishmael, Ditanya. Lelamdecha, shakol makom shenemar b'moshav, eino ela la'achar Yerushav yeshiva, divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Okay, so what do we say here? According to Rabbi Ishmael, anytime it says Moshav, it means Lachar Yerushav Yeshiva. So what are we going to assume now? If that's what Tanakhama holds, then Tanakhama holds that it's only Noheg Ba'aretz. And Rabbi Eliezer holds it's Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Okay, so we've gotten to our answer. But now that we've gotten to our answer, we've opened up another issue. We're going to go into this. So the Braita also continues. We have Rabbi Ishmael's opinion. And now we're going to say, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, how could you say this? Hare Shabbat Ne'amar bo Moshavot, right? What does it say? That Moshvotechem. Okay, look in your page. Look on Shabbat. It's the second to last one on the page. In Shmo Perek Lamed Hei, Pesukim Bet Tegimel, it says, שיש ימים תעשה מלאכה, ויום השביעי יהיה לכם קודש, שבת שבתון להשם, כל עושה במלאכה יומת, okay? 6 days של יום מלאכה, יום השביעי שביעי שבת, etc. לא תבערו אש בחום השבותיכם ביום השבת. Don't light a fire in all the places that you live. So what do we assume here, right? Rabbi Akiva says, how could you say anywhere it says Moshav? It means la'achar yeshiva v'yerusha, la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. Shabbat it says Moshav, v'noheget b'en ba'aretz b'en b'chutz la'aretz, right? So obviously nobody questions that. Amar Leh, so what does he say to him? Rabbi Yishmael answers back, Shabbat kavachomer, Atya. Okay, there's a kavachomer. You can learn Shabbat, there's noheg everywhere from a kavachomer. And therefore, even though it says Moshav and you would think maybe it means only in Eretz Yisrael, the kavachomer overrides the Moshav. Okay, we're going to see some different explanations of this as we go on. Ma mitzvot, this is a very interesting kavachomer. Ma mitzvot kalot nohagot bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Since there's very light and easy mitzvot that are noheg everywhere, Shabbat chamir lo kol shekein. Shabbat that's so chamor, shouldn't it be obvious that Shabbat's noheg everywhere? Now that's a tricky argument you can make, okay? But that's the argument that he makes. We'll see later that there's more to it than just this. So now we're going to go back to our issue, even though we've already concluded this. So midam rabaye. So that's the end of the braita. Okay, now we're going to go back to our issue, why we brought this, and then we're going to go back into the details of the braita. Midam rabaye mantala de palagale de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yishmael, since he said Rabbi Yishmael is the one who's cholik on Rabbi Eliezer, Shema mina Rabbi Eliezer l'chumra palig, he was machmir. What was he machmir? He was machmir to say, the chadash is noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Okay? And therefore, Shema mina. Okay. Now they're going to say, Michti Rabbi Yishmael, Ahecha Kai, Anachasim, Anisachim. Okay, where was Rabbi Yishmael referring to when he talked about this Moshav issue? He was talking about the Nisachim. The Nisachim, Bia Umoshav Ktiv Behu. So now, what are we going to say here? Where did he get this whole thing that Moshav is La'achar Yerushav Yeshiva? Because he learned it from the Nisachim. Okay, look at the Nisachim. What's the issue with the Nisachim? These are the, you know, you had these nisachim you brought with the korbanot, okay, the mincha. So now we're going to talk about the korban mincha a little bit. Daber b'nei Yisrael, look at Bamidbar perek tefav pasuk bet tadalet. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem ki tavo al eretz moshvotechem asher ani noten lechem. Okay, there you see the moshav word. Okay, but you also see ki tavo. You notice that? It's got more than just b'chol moshvotechem. It has also ki tavo. V'asitem ishel Hashem olau zevach lepaleil neder oba nidava oba moadechem lasa reach nichoach Hashem min abakar min atzon. Okay, so you're going to bring a korban ola. V'ikriv hamakriv korban ola Hashem mincha solet isaron valub revi'i tahin shemen. Okay, when you do this, you're going to bring a mincha with it. Okay, this is a korban yachid. Okay, so now, what are we going to say here? The psukim that he learned it from were the nisachim. Now in the Nisachim, which we just read about the Mincha, really, what does it say there? Bia u'moshav tibbehu. It says both Bia and Moshav. It doesn't just say b'chol moshvotechem. It says Bia connected, right? Bia ta'aretz and the Moshav. Hachi kamar, lilamed shekom akom shenemar Bia u'moshav enu ela lachar Yerushav Yeshiva divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so now they're going to say that what Rabbi Yishmael really meant to say was anywhere where it says Bia and Moshav. So then they're going to say, well, then Rabbi Akiva's response doesn't make any sense. Because Ihachi, right, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Hare Shabbat, Shnei Amar b'moshavot. But notice Shabbat doesn't say Ki Tavo. So it doesn't even make sense that he's asking him a question, on a, right? If he meant Bia and Moshav, and he's asking a question from where it just says Moshav, it doesn't make sense. V'amarle, and then he answers him back, right? What should he have answered back to him? He should have said, well, Shabbat says Moshavot, and he should have said, it doesn't say Bia and Moshav, exactly. And what does he answer him? Amar leh, Shabbat kavachomer he. Right? Neimale, he should have said to him, Ana bia u'moshav ka'amina. Right? That's what he should have said to him. I meant not just Moshav, I meant bia Moshav, and you're bringing me a case where it just says Moshav. So now what do they answer? Chada ve'od ka'amar. He really meant two answers. He was giving him two answers. They only just wrote one of them. Okay? But what he really meant was, Chada, firstly, Ana bia u'moshav ka'amina. Number one, I only meant when it says Bia together with Moshav. Ve'od, right, which obviously it doesn't say that in the Braita, but they're saying, assume that that's what he said to him. Ve'od, and in addition, to Ka'amar, Tahare Shabbat, Shneamar, B'moshavot, Shabbat kavachomer he. Okay, so why don't we just assume that that's what he said, which actually makes our kavachomer seem a little more believable, because it wasn't just the kavachomer by itself. It was the kavachomer in addition to this argument that I meant Bia and Moshe. Okay, so now they're reinterpreting Rabbi Yishmael, and they're saying that it has to have Bia and Moshe in order for us to say it's only Eretz Yisrael. So now they want to know, what's the machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva? What's it all about? The whole machloket is b'kirbu nesachim b'midbar kamiflege. Rabbi Yishmael savar lo kirbu nesachim b'midbar. Rabbi Akiva savar kirbu nesachim b'midbar. Okay, this is all about not any nesach. What we're talking here, if you noticed what we were talking about, there was a korban yachid. The whole issue, okay, when there's a Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to have isur b'mot. You're not allowed to be sacrificing in any other place outside the Beit HaMikdash. Likewise with the Mishkan, okay? However, there were different times in history, okay, like for example, when they got into the land before they really established properly the Mishkan, okay, everything was sitting in Gilgal for those first 14 years. And in those years, and there were others some years later, there was a whole thing about, depending on where the Mishkan was and how strong the Mishkan was, whether Bamot were allowed outside of the Mishkan. Okay, for sure, once the Beit HaMikdash was built, it wasn't. And in the first 14 years, when the Aaron sat in Gilgal, they were allowed to sacrifice in the Bamot. Okay, so the issue is, are they allowed to be makriv nisachim, like the mincha, just for korbanot? Like when they, in the Midbar, when they did the mincha, were they doing it in the... Were they allowed to do it on... were they allowed to do a mincha for a yachid in the Bamot, or were they only allowed to use those Bamot? It's like a whole thing about the Bamot where they, I think, one second, let me just check if I'm saying this all right. There was a, like they had big Bamot and they had smaller Bamot. Okay, so in the Bamat Tzibur, they would only be makriv the Korban Tzibur. And in the Bamat Yachid, they could also bring Korbanot Yachid. So the whole question is, were they allowed to also do the mincha on those small bamot, I think on the bamot yachid. I just want to check one thing. Right. The whole question was, there was a chiyuv mincha also on a korban yachid in the midbar or not? That's the question. Was the yachid allowed to be makriv his korban in the midbar or was he not? So what do we say here? Rabbi Yishmael savar lo kirvu nesachim b'midbar, Rabbi Kiva savar kirvu nesachim b'midbar. So Amar Abaye, so now we want to understand where they got it from. Hai tana debei Rabbi Yishmael. So first we're going to say, before we get to that. So this is all based on this pasuk. What does the pasuk say about the nesachim? Ki tavo al eretz moshvotechem asher ani noten lachem. So now it has two things here. It has ki tavo, and it says asher ani noten lachem. So because of that, they're going to say, Rabbi Yishmael holds, ki tavo means only when you get to the land. Right? So therefore, right, the chiyuv, the new thing that they were getting when when they say in the midbar, the whole question is, what's the chidush of this pasuk? What happens when you get into the land? Something changed. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, what changed? In the midbar, they weren't allowed to be makriv nisachim bichlal for the yachid. And when they got to the land, they were allowed to do that. And then where were they allowed to do it? The assumption is only in the bamat tzibur, on the big bama. If you're a yachid and you go to do it, the chiddush is here. When you get to land, what changes? Before, you weren't allowed to bring the mincha at all. Now you can bring the mincha, but it has to be done in the bamat tzibur. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Kirvu nesachim b'midbar. And what's the chiddush of this pasuk? That you can do it wherever, asher ani noten lachem, anywhere you want, even on a bamat yachid. That was his chiddush, okay? And that's the chiddush of the pasuk. So according to each of them, what changed was different. Did it change to say, now you can bring the mincha, but you'd have to do it on the bamat tzibur? Did it change to say, now not only can you bring the mincha on a bamat tzibur, you can also even bring it on a bamat yachid? Okay, and it was all a question of what happened in the midbar. Were they already makriv the nisachim, or were they not? Okay, so now this is all, what do we have? Okay, that we learn from this zachim, Rabbi Yishmael learns it from there, that what? That that they couldn't do the nisachim in the midbar, and therefore he learns that when it says ki tavo en moshvo techem, what does that mean? That it's something dependent on the land, and that's why they didn't do it in the midbar, because it had to be done in the land. And from here he learns to everywhere else where it says both ki tavo en moshav, against Rabbi Akiva. Now they're going to point out that this is one school of thought within Rabbi Ishmael, but there's going to be another teaching that came out saying the opposite from the house of Rabbi Ishmael also. Okay? So there's going to be two versions of what really they learned in the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Ishmael. So Amar Abaye.
Hi. One more question. So yeah. According to Rabbi Akiva, the fact that there's Bia and Moshe Techem together in the
Pasuk. Right. He doesn't think. He thinks the Nisachim happened beforehand. Yeah. He doesn't think so.
There's no chok in the way Rabbi
Ishmael. Right. He doesn't. Right. Because what is he. Right. So that he would say that Moshav comes to include anywhere. In other words, he doesn't care that it also says Bia there. That we saw that there were anyway two approaches. That was the whole machloket in the right. So Rabbi Akiva would match Rabbi Elazar Shita, basically. Okay. So now, so Abaye says, "Hi Tana Debe Rabbi Ishmael, Mapich Meida Tana Debe Rabbi Ishmael." Okay, this is coming right. This he disagrees with another Tana who came out of the house of Rabbi Ishmael. De Tana Debe Rabbi Ishmael. This brayta came out that said, "Ho'il v'ne'emru bi'ot b'torastam." Uperet lecha. Okay, now we're going to go back to what we've been learning the last few dapim about all these drashot about shnei ketuvim habeim keechad and one is bona av to everything else. So now what does it say? Ne'emru biot b'torastam. Right? It says it many times without any, right? It just says biot. Uperet lecha katuv be'echa mehem la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. And in one of them, okay, it specifies, okay, what's the one of them? Look to the last section on the page, Melech. What does it say about Som Tosim Alecha Melech? Ki tavo ala aretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach v'yirishta v'yashav taba. Now, by the way, you see where they get the words Yerusha v'yeshiva, because it comes from this pasuk. So since it says by Melech, when you get to the land and you inherit and you settle it, what are they going to, and then it says, right, you should say Asima alai Melech kechol ogim asher svivotai, and you say we should put up a king. Right, so what they're going to assume? Av kol, this is bona av for every time it says kitavo. Right, so every time it says in the Torah kitavo, it doesn't say v'yirashtem v'yashavtem, but in one case it does. So what are we going to assume? We can learn from this to all cases that pray lachaktu b'chamim la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. So av kol la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. Okay, so now what are we going to assume here? So this Rabbi Ishmael totally disagrees with the one we saw before, because what did the one we say before say? That Bia and Moshav, right, means, right, Bia and Moshav is going to say it's only in the land and only La'achar Yerushav Yeshiva, but if it just says Bia, then it doesn't mean that. So now, the Idach, what's the other Rabbi Ishmael, what's he going to say? This sounds like a good point. If it says it by Melech, and it only says it by Melech, then what are we going to assume? We can learn from here to all the cases, so why doesn't he think so? Now what do they point out? It's not the only place. Mishum dehave melech ubikurim shnei ketuvim habim keechad. Okay, I didn't bring you the bikurim psukim, but also there it says ki tavo and v'yirashtem. Okay, which is, by the way, that whole section. That's where we got the Haggadah from. Our Ami Oved Avi comes from that section of the bikurim. So therefore, if it says it in both, what are we going to say? Shnei ketuvim habim keechad v'chol shnei ketuvim habim keechad emelamdim. So the other Rabbi Ishmael is going to say, oh, we can't learn from melech that every case is like that, because it says it twice. So now, obviously, what's the other one going to say, right? V'idach yafeh. So idach, you already know from the other daf, what are we going to say? It's not a case of shnei ketuvim, because each one needed to be said, because you wouldn't have been able to learn one from the other. And then we're going to have to ping-pong back to the other one and say, well, I know you could have only had one, right? Each one's going to have to prove either you needed both or you didn't, you only needed one. V'idach tzricha, you needed both. Why? Let's say you just had melech and you didn't have bikurim. Hava amina bikurim dekamitane la'alter. You would have assumed that melech would need settlement of the land, but bikurim, as soon as you're getting into the land and you're benefiting from your first fruits, so you'd have to bring them to the Beit HaMikdash, obviously. You wouldn't need to wait that 14 years. As soon as you're benefiting, bring them. V'ikatav bikurim v'lo katav melech. Let's say then, so we just had bikurim. We didn't say melech. What might you have thought? Havamina melech didar kolich bosh la'alter. What would you assume? When you get into the land, what are we going to do? We're going to conquer. So what do you need immediately? You need a king. Now, it doesn't relate to the fact that we have Yeshua, right? But the assumption is that's when you would need a king, all the more so when you're going to conquer. So therefore, you would have thought maybe just, you wouldn't have been able to assume if you just had Bikurim that, you would have assumed that Melech would be immediate and not after the 14 years. So therefore, you need to write in both places. So now what's the other guy going to say? V'idach, he has to prove that you don't need both. And that's why it's shnei ketuvim habayim ke'echad, you don't learn. So what does he say? No, nichtav rachman ha-melech v'lo bai bikurim. V'ana amina, if we just had melech and we didn't have bikurim, what will we say? Uma melech dilich bo shlachar yerushav yeshiva bikurim l'kol shekein. If melech seems to be the first thing you would absolutely need when you got into the land, and yet we don't need it right away, so obviously bikurim you wouldn't need. Okay. V'idach, he obviously doesn't relate to the whole thing about if you're benefiting from the fruits, you should bring them to the Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't think that that's a claim. V'idach, what's the other guy going to say about this? I katav hachi, hava amina midi to have achala, ka mashmalan. If you had that, what might you have thought? The bikurim are like challah. And the bikurim don't need to wait because they're like challah, which are noheg even in chutz la'aretz. Okay? And therefore, ka mashmalan, it needs to tell you also by bikurim. Okay, because you would have thought that it's like challah. V'hashtada amarta chovat haguf noheget bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So now that you've said the chovat haguf is, right, anything, now we're going back to the beginning. We said that anything that's chovat haguf is noheget bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So Moshe b'tekazer b'chmana l'gabei Shabbat l'amali. What do you need? Why do you need specifically a pasuk by Shabbat if we're assuming now that Moshe without bia means it's noheg everywhere? And that's why it says Moshav by Shabbat, to teach you that's noheg everywhere. Why do you need it to teach you that? We already have a klal that anything that's chavat haguf is noheg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So Shabbat should be anywhere. So why do we need a special pasuk? Itzdrich. Sal kadat hachamina hu ilu b'inyana de moadot k'tiva. Since Shabbat comes up with the moadot, right, in Parshat Emor. What might you have thought? Tibai kiddush ki moadot ka mashmalan. You might have thought that it needs kiddush beitin, just like the moadot do. It's a very strange argument, because what it seems to be saying is, you might have thought that the moadot would only apply when there's kiddush hachodesh, by, right, when we have the, when we're in the land. Okay? And therefore, kamashmalan, that you don't. Okay? That it doesn't need the kiddush beitin, right? It's a strange havamina anyway, because Shabbat should need the kiddush beitin because it's the seventh day of the whole, that's the whole difference, mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. It's a very strange line there. Anyway, they're trying to come up with some reason, so I guess they're kind of pushed into a corner and suggest something that's not a great suggestion. Or maybe I'm not understanding it properly, maybe there's a better explanation. So now we're going to ask about some other places. Moshav dekatav rachmanah gabei chelev v'dam lamali. Okay, it also comes up by chelev and dam. Now chelev and dam, right, you're not allowed to eat the chelev of the animal, the fatty, this certain fatty part, and the dam, okay? So now, why do you need it to say Moshe by chelev and dam? Because also, it's a chovat haguf, and so therefore you would assume it's noheg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So why does it say b'chol shvatechem? So now they say no. Itzrich, why might you have thought it wasn't? Sal kadat hachamina ho'ilu b'inyana de korbanot k'tive. Again, where was it listed? It was listed in the middle of a section talking all about the korbanot. Now the korbanot obviously only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, bisman de'ika korban nitzar chelev adam, bisman de'leka korban lo, you might have thought the chelev adam are only forbidden, because anyway, why are chelev adam forbidden? Because those were things that they sacrificed on the mizbeach. So you might have thought that it's only when there's korbanot, but when there's no korbanot, we're not in the land, then no. So kamashmala, that's why it needed its own separate pasuk. So now, getting to Pesach, okay, last day before we break for Pesach. Moshav, dekatav rachmanah gabei matzah umarur lamali. So by Pesach, it also appears. Okay, so now, why do you need a special pasuk here? Itzrich, sakadat hachamina ho'ilu k'tiv al matzot umarurim yochluhu. Right, that you have to eat the korban with matzot umarurim. So bizman de'ika Pesach in, bizman de'leika Pesach lo, you might have thought, since you have to eat the korban Pesach with matzah in maror, that maybe the chiyuv matzah on lel Pesach is only when you're bringing the korban Pesach. But if you're not bringing the korban Pesach, maybe you don't need to. So again, they need to say Moshav in order to teach you that it applies everywhere. Bia dekatav rachmanah gabei tefilinu peterechem lamali. So now, why does it say bia by tefilin and peterechem? Right? If we just said from the beginning that they're not tluyim ba'aretz, right? They're not mitzvot only in Eretz Yisrael. This is very interesting. These are both such central mitzvot that if you do these mitzvot, bizchut these mitzvot, you will be nichnas la'aretz. Okay? Now you could question, like, why is this such a central mitzvah? But if you notice, by the way, tefillin for sure is mentioned everywhere, right? And it comes up in Shema, it comes up, it clearly has this central centrality to it. And it appears in these psukim about all these questions the children ask about our history, right, which comes up in the Haggadah, and it's all relating to Yitziat Mitzrayim, basically. Like, this is a sign of, you know, why Yitziat Mitzrayim was so important. And the Petrach Hamor has to do with, also seems to be somewhat related to the Makah B'chorot, right, this concept of Kili, you know, that you are my Bechor, you know, B'nai Israel is God's Bechor, and that's why the firstborns, it's all related, this whole concept. So it really relates to the whole, you know, what our religion is based on. So, okay. So that's why it's mentioned there. Okay, so now it's starting another thing. Now they're going back. So, Bishlam alamanda amar moshav kol makom shatem yoshvim. Mashma. That if you say moshav means anywhere you're living, right? Hainu dichtiv vayochlu me'avor ha'aretz mimacharat ha'pesach. Mimacharat ha'pesach Echol, right? Mikara lo achol, right? Only you can only when it said. Okay, this is a pasuk from Yoshua. When they got into the land, what does it say? They ate me'avor ha'aretz. When did they eat from the grain of the land? Mimocharat ha'pesach, the day after Pesach, meaning chadash, right? They waited for chadash till they got in the land. They didn't eat the chadash till after. In other words, Easter chadash applied even before the 14 years were up, right? It applied immediately. That's if you say that Moshav means kol makom shatem yoshvim, which means chadash is noach everywhere. So that's why the first year they waited. So mimacharat ha'pesach echol me'ikara lo acha, but before that they didn't. Alma ikruv omer v'hadar acha. Okay, so it makes sense, the psukim in Yoshua, when they got into the land, they waited mimacharat ha'pesach until they ate the omer. That makes a lot of sense if you assume that it applied immediately because it applied even b'chutz la'aretz. Ela lamanda amar la'achar yirusha v'yeshiva nechol la'alter. Nechol la'alter lo havet tzriche. Sorry. Nechol la'alter. If you say that it's la'achar yirusha v'yeshiva, then they should have been able to eat it immediately when they got into the land, right? Why did they wait till mocharat ha'pesach? So now, you follow what the issue is? If you say the chadash, the Easter of chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael and after yeshiva, and yeshiva, after the Yerushav yeshiva, then Chadash was not usher at that point when they got into the land. So why did they wait that first year to eat mimacharat ha'pesach? So now they're going to give a different answer. It's not that they weren't allowed to. It's that, lo havet tzriche, they didn't need to. Why? Dichtivu b'nei Yisrael achlu et haman 40 shana, abo am el eretz noshevet. So what do we assume this means? Et haman achlu, abo am el eretz etaman achlu abo am el tzei eretz kanan, right? This is the pasuk. B'nei Yisrael achlu etaman arim shana. It's a very strange pasuk, and this is what they were going to darshan. This whole thing is the pasuk. Listen to the words. U'b'nei Yisrael achlu etaman arba'im shana abo am el eretz noshevet. So they ate it for 40 years until they got to the land. Etaman achlu abo am el tzei eretz kanan. And then it says, they ate the man until they got to the tip of eretz kanan, meaning not when they got into the land. So it seems, right, there's a break between till they were at the edge until they were into the land. So something doesn't make sense in this pasuk. So what are they darshan here? Yif shalomar ad bo'am el eretz noshavet shekvar ne'amar el tzei eretz kanan. V'yif shalomar el tzei eretz kanan shekvar ne'amar bo'am el eretz noshavet. So ha'ketzad, how could it make sense? So now they have a whole drasha here, which actually seems very strange when you think about the way the mom worked. If you think about the way it worked on Shabbat, right, that you basically got your mom for the day. Okay, now we're going to learn something else about the man. B'shiva ba'adar met Moshe u'pasach mam mileired. Okay, the man stopped on the 7th of Adar when Moshe died. Okay, stopped falling. V'hayu mistabkim miman shebeklehem ad 16 b'nisan. But the man lasted them until the 16th of Nisan, what they still had in their bags. Okay, maybe you'd say the man worked on a daily basis in the midbar, but at the very end, there was some other miracle that happened that it basically tided them over until the 16th. And that's why, what are we going to say, right? That's why They didn't eat chadash because they didn't need to, because they still had the man until the 16th. So this drasha kind of creates, you know, the discrepancy between that pasuk, right? The problem with, there's two phrases here. Now, by the way, in both phrases, it talks about eating. It doesn't talk about the man falling. But they're darshaning the second part of that pasuk when it says, achlu et haman abu amok seretz kanan, means the man fell until they got to the katev eretz kanan. But when it says, ad bo'am el eretz no shaved, it means that the man lasted them until they came into the land, until the 16th of Nisan. And that's why, even though there's no Easter of Chadash, they didn't eat the Chadash until they needed to, basically. Now, there's one problem with this whole thing, which is, how were they, you know, how were they Yotze? No, Shabbos they had. It lasted them through Shabbat. Don't. But how did they have matzah? Right? Where did they take matzah from? Because matzah, right? In other, matzah can't be from the man. They had to bake their matzah. So the Mefreshim explained, well, just for the chiyuv of matzah, they were, you know, they took from the tvuah. But that wasn't related to in this issue. You know, it's a bit of a problem. Anyway, like, you know, like many times, they're trying to answer things up, but they don't necessarily answer every question. Okay, have a chag sameach, everyone.
A wonderful trip.
Meet back.